This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Today we are joined by Umesisi Mthembu, who is the Entrepreneurship Coordinator and Lecturer in the Department of Human Resource Management, khona la ngaphakathi e-MUT. And we do have Ms. Miranda Wagwambaka, I think it's Mbaka, yes, who is assisting Umesisi Mthembu on the entrepreneurship activities. Shutu Coordinator. Umesisi Mthembu, good morning.
Good morning to your listeners.
Okay, ngisacela nje ukusondezela mic yakhe. Yes, iphendule kanjalo. Miss Miranda, how are you?
I'm good. Thank you so much for the invitation.
Thank you so much. Mrs. Mthembu, before we dive into the business of the day, esinayo namhlanje, there is something. You won the award. You won the award, the annual award of Start Me Up Award from Iwawani Foundation, being recognized in Africa region as one of our lecturers who excelled and contributed positively to the development of entrepreneurship education for the year 2021. Were you expecting this award, and how was the feeling?
I was humbled.
Yeah.
I was humbled because the students actually made it possible. Remember, we are dealing with students in class. We are imparting entrepreneur skills to them, and it's up to them to take these skills or reject them. So the fact that I was able to produce quite a number of practice ventures that could actually be turned into real ventures going forward, should those students take them forward, it really was amazing. And I really applaud the students that made it possible for me to get that award. The entrepreneurship program through the Wadwani Foundation is very empowering. Students that have gone through the program would actually tell you it's not about the content only, but it's your whole development. We would teach you certain competencies that are required in a business world. Even if, let's say, you don't start your business but you end up being employed, you will become a better employee because you would have problem solving skills that we have imparted to you.
Amazing. Going back to the business of the day, I want to know, before we discuss the MUT Market Day that will be happening tomorrow, I want to know, Gutena, is Student Entrepreneurship Week, like, how did it come about?
Okay, Ntutuko, in Student Entrepreneurship Week, that we normally term SEW, as a short acronym, is an EDHE initiative. What is EDHE? EDHE is Entrepreneurship Development in Higher Education. The Department of Higher Education and Training is actually saying, let us not only give our students the theory, let us also prepare them for being employers rather than being employees. It's actually a mandate from EDHE. It's not a question of whether MUT likes to do it this year or not. We have to do it for the benefit of students.
So now, what is like the prime purpose and the vision of SEW?
A vision of SEW is actually to support and equip potential studentpreneurs in starting businesses that could be sustainable as well as scalable. Sometimes I usually say, do not take a business idea lightly. There isn't a business idea that we say is inferior. So once you have an idea, work on it, develop it, be innovative about it, and then it will turn into something substantial. SEW is about encouraging students to be entrepreneur. That is why we have what we are going to have tomorrow. Let's say, come show the MUT community what you have in whatever form. So be confident in whatever you are selling, whatever you are producing, in whatever service that you are giving out there. Let the MUT community know that you are here so that we can be able to support you. Because basically, as an institution, we need to be supporting our entrepreneurs.
That's true.
Internal ones.
Yeah.
Be it they are the current students or the alumni, but we have a responsibility of actually supporting them. When I have a function at home and I need someone who does deco,
yes.
why am I not calling on an MUT student to come and do that for me?
Yes.
Rather than going to these well-established companies, because if we don't develop our very own, who else is going to develop them?
Charity begins at home.
Exactly.
Yes, yes. We are sure Gelapana Richard Branson Utena. Business opportunity are like opportunities are like buses. There is always another one coming. You keep on coming. We do have Miss Miranda Wagwambaga, Unatila, MUT. So take us through MUT Market Day that will be happening tomorrow. The preparedness of Yona and the success of it. By Mugela Ganjana Bafund.
And to the response that we have received is actually amazing.
Yeah.
You know, when we made the first expression of interest that we sent out at the beginning of September, we, as Miranda and I and Mr. Silebi were discussing, we said, you know, if we can just get 10 students who will be willing to come and exhibit and sell whatever they are selling, we would be content.
Yeah.
But to our surprise, we currently have 14 students that have actually committed to exhibiting. Nanguqiniso is here in the studio. Now he's going to share his story. So we, from our side, we can say we are quite prepared.
Prepared
in the sense that the service providers that we need for tomorrow, we have secured them.
Yeah.
Prepared in the sense that we have the full support of the Dean of the Faculty of Management Sciences. Mm. He has been just so amazing. Whatever you call on him, he will try by all means to make it possible for you to actually get it.
Mm.
So all that we need tomorrow is the audience.
Yeah.
We really encourage the MUT community to come along tomorrow. They must bring their wallets along. Students will be selling whatever they are selling. So we are encouraging the MUT community, be it you are a lecturer, be it you are at the upper echelon of the institution, be it you are a student, a worker, come and support our students. Buy whatever they will be selling tomorrow, because we need to build their confidence.
Yeah.
Because as we are sitting here, Miranda and myself have got vision about this suit. This year we're starting, we're going out, but future, going forward, we have a vision of something bigger than what will be happening tomorrow. And all that can be made possible by the support of the internal stakeholders.
Yes, yes. I've been following EDHE and Nayo Futena issue, because I've been telling our listeners, la Futena, we're going to be having the MUT Market Day, pushing them. Uziangbuza omunyu, la Futena, uzobukona yine uwena. So I want to know, Futena, Mrs. Mtembo, is the VC aware of this Market Day?
Yes, it's an institutional thing. Remember, our line of communication, we communicate via our dean, the dean of the Faculty of Management Sciences, then the dean of management, the dean then communicates directly with the VC as well as all the DVCs that are.
We are learning a lot from you, Mrs. Mtembo. So now, I want to go back to EDHE, KZN Regional Rounds. MUT was participating like a few weeks back, there was EDHE Regional Round. How did MUT Student Premiership or Premiers perform?
First of all, I want to say they were excellent.
Yes, yes, yes.
Even though we did not come back with a win, our students represented MUT very, very, very well.
Yes.
I think. More can still be done. There's still so much more, as Mrs. Mtembi has said. There are plans going forward in terms of supporting these students. And students should not be discouraged by this. You know, they should still, you know, register for the new year, and we will continue to support them so that we get that win next year. But again, it boils down to the MUT students taking these opportunities and making something out of them.
Yes.
There are so many opportunities out there for students who've gone through this program. Each time we are able to send them, you know, other opportunities that we've learned in terms of what they can do and what they can provide. So, yeah, we are very proud of our students.
I want to know, this has been like a second year participating in ADHE, right?
It's actually the third year.
The third year.
In fact, we participated during the COVID year, 2020.
Oh, yes.
And the competition in 2020 was only virtual.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
Difficult as it was, but I managed to find a student that were willing, because the most important thing was to have MUT represented.
Mm.
Because remember, EDH has started this journey 5 years ago,
and we were
the latecomers.
Yeah.
So we felt that in spite of all what is happening, let us just go in there and participate, because you always have to start somewhere.
Mm.
So it was only online, and then the second year, which was the, last year, then it was our students pitched virtually as well.
Yes.
And which is, and we realized that there are some disadvantages in virtual pitching, but fortunately we had a winner last year, and the winner represented us at the national level.
Wandi
Lesihia.
Okay.
Yeah. Even though we don't have a winner this year, we don't want to appear as bad losers.
Mm. Yes.
But we know our students gave it all.
Yeah.
Mm.
They really gave it all. People that were in the room can actually tell. And the beauty of it is that MUT was the host, they said.
Yeah,
we were
hosting
the other universities, and we are proud to say they really respect us for the level of hosting that we gave them on that day.
Mm, amazing. There's going to be MUT Market Day tomorrow from 9 until 2 p.m. Tomorrow, Ute, now Mrs. Mtembo, bring your wallet with you, because abafundi bazobe daisa, abafundi bazobe bekhombisa ukuthi na baphetheni when it comes to entrepreneurship. Siyazi ukuthi na i unemployment rate is very high la e South Africa, so kumele sigqugquzele entrepreneurship. If wena fundela kuphela ukuthi wena ufuna ukuqashwa, hayi bafethu, I feel so sorry for you. Did I say that? No. MUT Radio, Chef and Own the Future. This is MUT Cruise. We're still having a conversation with Mrs. Mtembu, Ms. Mpaka. Sazo bafuti naye, uqiniso. Sazo kuluma naye. One of our students, azobe exhibitor lapaya na kusasa kombisa, ngama product wabo or ngama services wabo abawa offerai. So I want to know, we know now kutena there's been ama regional rounds. Why buza banye maybe ongazange ezwe ngo ADHD. So now we want to know kutena, when are the next application for EDHE?
When you say the next application, do you mean the next function?
Yeah, the next function.
Okay. The next leg will be the national university competition.
Yes.
We don't have a student representing us there, but we will be there.
Yes.
As an institution. Then that will be the last event for the year.
For the year, yes.
But what we are planning is that in preparation for next year's activities, we want to start this year. We want to make a call for the InterVarsity competition this year. And we have a very good relationship with TLDC.
Yeah.
They have really supported us to a great extent.
Yes.
And we want this year to plan for a 3 days boot camp for the students that have shown an interest in participating in InterVarsity competition, so that we start developing them early, so that by the time comes they have the confidence, they are ready to represent the institution on the stage.
Before we close, let us bring uqiniso ezokhuluma nathi. Uqiniso, ngicela ungimela lapha njengangimem, noma ngawafaka ngama headset, mayiphendulile nje ilokhuzana uzongizwa vele ngikhuluma ngiseduze. Qiniso fethu, kuhamba kanjani?
Hayi, kuhamba kahle baba.
Damji, dalalela wena, uyadayisa wena.
Yeah, shubile,
shubile kakhulu. Tell us, uqiniso ungakaba isibongo, uqiniso futhi yini azobe ikhombisa kusasa?
Uqiniso wakadumisa isibongo. And ikusasa uzobe dayisa uDawe impahla, ubiza ngo simply black dye.
Yes.
UDawe wazibuyisa ukhala wempahla uma kade siphuphile mhlambe bimnyama, wase uyibasha kaningi and then isithanda ukuphupha. UDawe wethu uyakwazi-ke ukubuyisa ukhala waleyo mpahla leyo.
Yes.
Kanti futhi kusasa sobe simphathele no-ice cream, kanye namakota for ama student kanye no nama lecture na wonke umuntu ozobe khona kusasa.
Yabo lo muntu ufuke uhlomile uhlome ngokuthathu, eh? So tell us, man, we all know ukuthi ena necessity is the mother of ilokhuzana invention. So what was like the inspiration behind ukuthi ena uthi na ngena manje business in labodai?
You kade ngaqala ukwena kuma business since ngimncane, since primary.
Yes.
Since nase high school.
Yes.
So uqala wami business adai ngabona inkinga kubafundi engangifunda nabo e-primary sasigqoka amabhuluko amnyama isikhathi esiningi. So ibhuluko elimnyama mawulwasha njalo ugqoka njalo uthanda ukuphupha, ugcina usugqoka impahla ephuphile esikoleni, so ugcina ungasenayo i-confident yoma phambi kwabafundi. Kuyenzeka mhlawumbe ukuthi ekhaya abanayo imali yokuthi bekuthengele ibhuluko, so ngasengabona ukuthi no le nto leyo ingabenefit abafundi as well as ne-community naye ingabenefitha kakhulu if ngingaqala ibhizinisi yadayi whereby umuntu uma ibhulukwe lakhe liphuphile angiyazi akwazi ukuthenga ibhulukwe elisha bese wathenga udaya alidayeka kusho.
That is necessity, right? Yeah. Tata my chance. One opportunity and you grab it. Yeah, that is being an entrepreneur, ladies and gentlemen. We are bugu kuthini nabantu abayidingayo and then you work. You work around leyo necessity yabo and actually make ama bucks from that. So qiniso fethu sitshele inkundleni zokuxhumana if befuna udaya wakho, maybe you have a website, befuna nje ukuxhumana nawe, baxhumana kanjani nawe?
Oh, siyatholakala ku Facebook it's simply black dye.
Yes.
Twitter it's simply black dye na Instagram it's simply black dye. Inamba yocingo it's 071-344-0903.
Asiphindi number?
071-344-0903.
Thank you so much, Qiniso. I have a question for Mrs. Mthembu. It's from Andiswa, Urban Life Residence. Uthena, ntuthuko ngicela ungibuzela ku Mrs. Mthembu ukuthena amangaki noma amanjani amabhizinisi akwazi ukujoina for EDHE?
Any
business.
Any type of business.
So zileke Andiswa and then lengze inika Miss Mpaka, ngizinika Miss Mpaka. Lena it's from King Africa. Uthena ngicela ukubuza ukuthena how do I join EDHE noma MUT student entrepreneurships?
Okay, we usually would have a call
yeah.
to say, as Mrs. Mthembu was saying, this year we start early.
Yes.
We would have a call which is distributed on all social media. And then if you are interested, it doesn't matter if it's an idea.
Yeah.
Because there's an ideation stage.
Oh, yes.
Yes, it could be an idea. It could be a business that's already operating. All you do is just follow those instructions that are given. We register you. From there on, we start mentoring you. So by the time we get into the competition stages, you are ready. We even go to the point where we help you with your slides, you know, with your pitches. So it starts, you know, with students looking out for these adverts and actually taking those details that are written there and writing to us. I mean, we assist there, and they can go into the inter-varsity competition,
yes.
the regional competition, and then finally the national competition.
Ladies and gentlemen, senzwileke MUT market days will be khona kusasa. Mrs. Mthembu, thank you so much for being with us on the show. Miss Mpaka, thank you so much. But before I let you go, guys, just your closing remarks and please share ama details ukuthena. How can we join? Usheshile Miss Mpaka ukuthena sijoin kanjani? But ama details nje more for further consultations.
And due to go before we give our contact details,
yes.
I just want to highlight the fact that we have a prize tomorrow for the best stand.
Oh.
So we have a trophy for the best stand tomorrow, and another prize that goes along with it is we sort of as lecturers, as entrepreneurship lecturers, we sort of are consultants.
Yes.
So as a prize we have offered that the best stand will also get an opportunity to have a business plan developed for that particular student. And on top of that, that business will have a business branding and design package.
Yes. Yeah.
That will be compiled for that student with the assistance of TLDC. So to me, that's a very good price. It's better than money in its physical form.
Yes.
Because it's something that a studentpreneur would have for his or her business going forward. So we are encouraging exhibitors to really keep time tomorrow. They need to start setting up by 8 because the event kicks off at 9:30. So they need to keep time so that they prepare their stands, because there is this price that goes along with the best stand. So we are contactable on email. Our emails are on the posters that are circulating.
Yes.
But those who want to send us WhatsApp messages, they're more than welcome to do so. My number is 082-788-5013. In fact, you took, as I was driving to work this morning, I got an SMS from a student that I heard from someone that you have this tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Can I still join?
Oh, yes.
This morning.
Yeah.
So it shows that students really have the appetite for what we are doing.
Ms. Mbaga, I'm sure Utena, you have your business. You don't?
I hope so.
Don't worry. Make sure that she does.
I've got a registered business, right?
Okay.
I'm not sure about the functionality of the business.
Yeah. Yeah. So, Tina.
Okay, so my number is 078-304-0319. You can WhatsApp, you can call, you can SMS, and then we can take it from there. We do want to say that entrepreneurship is the way to go. I mean, whether you are, as Mrs. Ntembu said before, you are going to become an entrepreneur or not, it will assist you. And another thing, we have a big problem with employment.
Yes.
These students, if they are prepared well at the university, they will never stay at home and not do anything. They have the skills. They would be able to continue with these businesses, and we hope that they do even beyond MUT.
Thank you so much, everyone, for being on the show today.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having us.
Thank you. It is MUT Radio.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.